This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
All right, welcome back as we are live here and having a good time here as our crawfish circuit continues. We are live here at the Rusty Horseshoe here in Spring. Make your way on out here. Listen, guys, they have TVs all up and down and around the place, even outside as well. They have TVs, comfortable seating. People are enjoying themselves. There's still picnic tables. There's still tables. There's still spots to come and enjoy yourself. And I see a band coming up behind us, so we got some live music out here, so it's going to be a good time out here. Enjoy yourself even after we're gone. We're here till 6. Clint, I might have to order some, might have to give me about 5 pounds and hang out here.
I think you should.
Hang out here a little bit and bang me out some crawfish.
I got three more pounds coming.
I know you do. And sushi. There you go, and sushi. So it should be a good time. But make your way on out here. Remember, if you're in the building or on your way, we are going to hook somebody up with our final $25 gift card. So if you have not signed up and put your name in our raffle box, that is coming up at the end of this segment. All right, Clint. Byron, I want you to play this audio from Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio spoke the other day about the running back position. And I wasn't even thinking, hey, it's going to be April, and we're going to have a conversation about Damian Pierce, until he brought up what he said about Damian Pierce. And it made me think, as we get closer to the draft, is that one of the priorities, right? We believe interior offensive line is a priority. We believe wide receiver is a priority. But is another back a priority? And I mean not just a priority to build later, but right now. Another back, because right now Damian Pierce is this team's backup running back. They even showed that they believed in him by trading Cam Akers. They traded him to Minnesota because they felt like they were good with Damian Pierce. He had some injury stuff, but they felt that's the way they wanted to go. But Clint, hell, he ended up being a kick returner. That's what he ended up being. But this is Nick Caserio talking about his running back room.
Yeah, I mean, similar to the receiver question. I mean, there's a good group of backs. So, I mean, this goes back to the same thing. We'll stack the board. We'll look at what our options are, look at supply and demand. What are you passing up in lieu of something else? So that's pretty good room. We feel like we got, you know, pretty good cohort of players in that group. I mean, Mixon, I mean, I think he went to the Pro Bowl last year, so he's a good football player. I mean, DP was one of the top kickoff returners, and when he's played offensively, he's done a pretty good job with his opportunities. Say, Dare's got his role is kind of specific to the kicking game, so there's an opportunity for us to add a player that we think can help our team. We'll look at it, and if we don't, then we'll go with whatever group. And again, like everybody's focused on a draft, but there's other opportunities to add players to your team.
Clint, in your opinion, should the Texans move forward in trying to find a backup? I'm talking about a backup to Joe Mixon. Should they move forward in trying to find a Did you order some more bugs?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, just 3 pounds. Ain't no big deal.
Good God.
Just
That's
know?
Five, baby. That's
oh,
five.
Andy yeah, must have misspoke, playing. But I'll knock
Shout
him down.
Shout out to her. Give her a hand. She's been working her ass off tonight, man. I've seen her with multiple ones. But, Clint, before you tear into that 5 pounds.
I don't know that you finished that right. I've seen her with multiple ones. Where are you going
multiple,
with that?
Multiple. Bugs that she's been okay. handing out to people.
Tables.
Not multiple, whatever nastiness that you and Tyler are thinking right now. Stop being nasty, Byron. But do you think they should be moving on and trying to find as a priority a backup running back because Damian Pierce just doesn't fit that right now anymore?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Look, I
not even a change of offense with Nick Cayley and a change of scenery.
I just don't see it, man. Here's what I would like to happen with the Texans at the running back position. You clearly got Joe Mixon number one. Again, I think he's one of the better second tier backs in the league. I'm happy with him. But the reality of it is you, when you talk about your number two back, you need a guy that either brings. A level of playmaking ability to the field when he's there, or you need a guy that is a great complement to Joe Mixon where you can at least spell him for 10-15% of the snaps in weeks 1 through 10, so you have him, you know, down the stretch, and you just don't get either. And that's it doesn't matter what the hell I think. That's just what the Texans have told us, that they don't believe that Damian Pierce can get on the field. And even in a secondary role to help Joe Mixon take some of the bang off Joe Mixon, like that's just where we're at. And then you look at Dare Ogunbowale, and there's just not enough explosiveness, enough twitch. There's not enough playmaking ability there for him to be anything more than a trusty, reliable pass protecting back. And you've got your offense has to move beyond that. I mean, it's wasted, Ron.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
And I hate to say it that way.
It is so hard for me to look at that guy who was going. He was fourth in the league in rushing when he got hurt his rookie year.
Yeah.
And that dude, and we saw flashes. He had the big run against and 100-yard day against the Patriots last year. He had the big run at the end of the season against the Titans. Yeah. And they really like him.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I think he should take the Dare Ogunbowale role. I think he should be the back, the third back that is a special teams back first and foremost. And he brings if something were to happen to Joe Mixon, he brings you a durable, big bodied back that can get downhill. But the number two back on this team that gets the second most reps needs
isn't here yet.
Hopefully not. He needs to be a back that brings speed to the table. He needs to be a back that brings playmaking ability to the table because right now you don't have it. You don't have it in the backup running back role. You don't have it on the offense. I mean, you got Nico Collins. You got Joe Mixon is more of a downhill bruiser that is is a down to down better than most. But we haven't seen him be used as the weapon that we thought he would be. You got to have some level of speed, and I just think there's a real opportunity at that second back, that second, which is more of a scat back in this offense. I think there's a real opportunity for the Texans offense to get
couple
better.
A couple of texts coming in on the text line. How do we get the DP against the Titans? I don't understand all the give up on DP. He had a 97-yard run last year, and they only put him in a handful of plays a game, if that. He can cook. They just have to let him.
It is confusing. That text is
that's fair, right? He has not gotten enough opportunity.
Well, the thing is, you ask why. Like what the guys that spend the most time with him, the coaches that tell you how much they believe in him will go 17 games and get him two carries in a game. Like that's what I'm leaning into. I don't believe that the scheme change was that big of a deal. There may have been some personal life stuff going on that he needed to figure out. That's fine. But he is a back that would at least be serviceable, and he's shown that when he's given extended run. But he just that for whatever reason the team doesn't feel that way now. He is not. If you didn't have Joe Mixon, he'd be your starter, and then you'd need a counterpunch to him. The reality is, you've got Joe Mixon.
You feel like he's the same as Mixon.
When it comes to the approach to the game, he's very similar to Mixon, and you need some guy. You need some level of change of pace back there that you believe in, that is a mainstay in your offense, that is a weapon for C.J. Stroud, and changes the game for you. I mean, that's right now you're just conceding.
Yeah.
If Joe Mixon isn't on the field, you're just conceding. You're just saying, okay, well, our back's not going to be a threat. We're not going to have a threat out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Right? And in the process, you're leaving him on the field too much and wearing him down to where the offensive coordinator even said, we'd like to use him in the pass game, but we can't because he's so worn down. That's one area where I think this team, no-brainer, can get better.
But, Clint, we will know. We will know how they feel about Damian Pierce because there is a thought of – Nick Caley coming in, a new voice, a new offensive
sure.
play caller.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they don't go, like, listen, where do they draft J.J. Taylor? In like the fifth, sixth round, something like that? That ain't like, if somebody gets drafted in that late, like, that is not a draft pick that jumps Damian
yeah.
Pierce.
No,
we'll see if how serious they are about it if it's earlier in the draft.
I've really got my eye on the blue kid out of Texas.
Yeah.
Like to me, that's and whether it's him or not, I like him. I hope it's him. I don't know after running what he ran at his pro day, he's gonna climb the draft a little bit. So I don't know where he necessarily lands, but a guy like that just has the pass catching ability, has the speed and explosiveness that you're talking about, and I think you're gonna be able to get him late two, early three at the most,
yeah.
if not later. And so, you know, a guy like that would just bring so much to this team.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we will continue this thing up. By the way, somebody will win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors as soon as this segment ends. But we'll finish things off with the Rockets as they play Sunday and they get their series started the first time in the playoffs in some time. They will play Golden State, and this is the question we will talk about when we come back. Do the Rockets have to win this series? Do they have to win this series for it to be considered a successful playoff? We will discuss that coming up next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.